Hello, you're listening to The Anfield Wrap, and this is Wildcards, the show where democracy decides what we spend our time talking about. And yet again, democracy has let me down, but we'll get into that as we get into the topics. What we do is put up a list of categories, topics, kind of themes of conversation on X. You vote for what you want us to talk about, and we will diligently do so unless we decide we don't want to. Everyone in this room has got a wild card in their pocket that they can use once and once only if they don't want to talk about what has won in the public vote. These categories came from New Zealand. Neil was texting me, I don't know what time it was there, but we were discussing them and I very much enjoyed his guidance from afar. So yeah, Neil chose them, you voted on them, and we're going to chat about them. With me to do that, I've got Mark, I've got Josh, I've got Jimmy, and I'm Amelia. And we've got cans, haven't we, Mark? Just you, I'm looking at you because no one else wanted a can at 4 o'clock on a Thursday.
Yeah, the last two shows I've had to drive. So when you said cans, I was like, oh my God, because I'm staying in town tonight. I was like, I get to have a can.
Yeah, so what, you've gone for a little neck oil there?
I went, yeah, okay, keep it Welsh. Yeah, beat the town. American Pale Ale, 5.4.
You're starting his evening early.
I might need to get my good bits out.
You can only graduate to either German lager, which looks not very German, or spirit cans.
M&S German lager.
This does feel like the good old days. It truly does. You said that you're staying over in town because you're going to watch the Wales game. What is your prediction for this evening?
Oh, I thought I might get to that. If was it no?
It's not on any of the things. Oh, so right. Sorry, never mind. I didn't say anything.
Wales to win 15-0. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Come on.
We can chat about that. I've got some thoughts. Anyway, we'll start with LFC. And your options were the Salah succession plan, your favourite Salah goal, which we've done fairly recently, I think, actually, and Salah until May, which I would have quite enjoyed talking about. But we're going to talk about the succession plan, which I'm slightly less keen to talk about, Mark, because I just feel like it's a little bit too soon for me personally. But I suppose it's not too soon. It's something we should have all been thinking about for quite a while anyway. Obviously, it's going to leave a very big hole in the front line that needs to be addressed in the summer. There are very big golden boots to fill. And of the names that you've seen, of which there are many circulating, but some of them more prominently than others, do any interest you?